Judging by the volume of yard sales cropping up around town, the spring cleaning season was officially underway in Winterspell. At least, everywhere but in my house. At present, my breakfast nook looked more like the aftermath of a natural disaster, and the eye of the storm was a 10-pound gray-blue cat with dazzling sapphire eyes and an addiction to chaos. "Celine, we talked about this," I groaned upon padding into the kitchen, bleary-eyed and still donning my ankle-length flannel robe. All I wanted was the biggest mug in the cabinet filled to the brim with hot coffee, and instead found my familiar standing in the middle of the breakfast table amidst a tower of books, aged parchment scrolls, potion bottles, candles, and feathers in an absurd array of colors, lengths, and varieties. Oh, and my Instant Pot, which would likely never be considered food safe again. "It looks like you disemboweled a flock of pigeons in here," I complained, gesturing at the pile of feathers on the verge of falling off the edge of the circular oak table, a thrift store find from a few months back. My husband might have been born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but I had always been, and planned on remaining, one who loved to repurpose old things and make them new. If only I could repurpose the near-ancient cat sprawled across said table. A startling thought worked its way to the surface of my early morning and decaffeinated befuddlement, and I blinked. "You didn't actually kill a flock of pigeons, did you? I know they don't always get the packages to the right houses, but Celine—"
"I didn't kill the pigeons,"
she snapped, flicking her tail like a whip.
"Although perhaps I should have. At least the three bozos who lost an express package in the lake last week."
I was too tired to argue the point that perhaps she shouldn't entrust small domestic birds with packages of her enchanted goods.
"It doesn't matter," Celine carried on. "That chapter of my life is on pause, as you well know."
She glanced up at me, her ethereal eyes glowing.
"You know, Cora, I'm disappointed in your lack of enthusiasm over our new venture. After all, it will benefit you just as much as me."
With a grunt of acknowledgement, I shuffled into the kitchen and rummaged in the cabinet for the right mug. The coffee was already made, as my husband Clint set it to brew before he left to go to the gym for his customary morning workout. I appreciated his dedication, if for no other reason than it ensured there was always a hot cup waiting for me the moment I woke up. "It's 6:30 in the morning, Celine," I grumbled, as the scent of the bold roast began to tickle my brain into motion. "You could tell me I won the lottery, and I think this is about as happy, happy, joy, joy as I'm likely to get." Life felt very much like someone had stepped on the fast forward button and hadn't let up for the better part of the last year. Between our wedding, a major home renovation, and the holiday season hustle and bustle, I was more than a little run down and overdue for a vacation.